So the ads will continue in the paper, correct?
Yes.
With more facts.
Petersburg's Borough Promotion Committee held a work session in late October with one committee member and five city employees talking strategy for borough promotion.
Yeah. And then in terms of getting the facts out, you were talking about it yesterday. This is what the other group has done, just postal.
The city will be circulating fact sheets about the benefits it sees of a new borough government. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht thought the city's argument will stand on its own merits.
As you go through these facts, I think it's pretty clear that this benefits the majority of the members of this community in really major ways. Even a lot of the anti-borough people who were worried about certain aspects of it, in real terms, this is a benefit to them. They may not understand that. They may not believe it.
Voters in the proposed areas will be deciding in December whether to form that new borough with expanded municipal boundaries and taxing authority. The city has posted arguments for borough formation on its website and on a Facebook page. It plans to air editorials on the radio and has paid for ads in the newspaper and is handing out yard signs promoting a yes vote along with mailings to post office boxes this fall.
We continue to hear people with some of these really basic questions that, you know, they didn't catch in either the original FAQs that were done or the other stuff that was done. So I think this will be valuable.
Getting the facts to people will alleviate the confusion.
I hope so.
That's committee member Mike Bangs responding to Giesbrecht at the meeting. The city organized the committee this fall and has budgeted $15,000 for borough promotion. That compares to an estimated $3,500 collected by the group Concerned Citizens of the Unorganized Borough, or CCUB.
We are a very loose-knit organization, and I refer to myself as the ad hoc secretary treasurer.
George Cole is a resident of Keene Channel and a member of the group that opposes the Petersburg Borough as it's proposed. Cole says many of the group's members do not want to be included in a municipality.
A whole lot of the reason that we're living where we're living is because we enjoy the lack of close governmental supervision.
Cole says CCUB members have been meeting on a monthly basis at different homes on Kuprinoff and Mitkoff Islands for over a year. This fall, they sent out a brochure to post office boxes in Petersburg, and group members have also been actively writing letters to the editor, buying newspaper ads, and recording radio commentaries. Opponents also maintain a website and Facebook page. Cole says CCUB came up with a more formal game plan over the past 6 months.
We had a couple brainstorming sessions, again, kind of on a monthly basis, although we had one work session that was about halfway through a month, and we outlined those concerns that we have and those things that we're not certain that the people of Petersburg are aware of, and decided we would have an attempt to continue that education through, again, letters, through interviews such as this, volunteers at all possible. If we can get on the radio, we decided to do commentaries and also to put advertisements in the paper.
CCUB even registered with the Alaska Public Offices Commission this fall. The borough vote will be conducted by the state's Division of Elections with ballots mailed out starting November 26th and due back by December 18th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.